I'm still on a spring theme. I'm hanging on to it despite the snow. Researchers in the US again, at the Salk Institute of Biomedical Research, have found out why plants and how they respond to shade by increasing their height. You might be familiar with the shade response of plants when, if they're in the shade of another plant, they'll grow very stalky and tall to try and reach up and so that they can get to the sunlight and photosynthesize. Now, it turns out that plants can actually differentiate between the shade from inanimate objects and competition from other plants, because there's a relative increase in far red light, which other plants are absorbing, which other plants are reflecting, and because they're absorbing red light because of the green canopy of these plants that are getting in their way.
So if it's not a plant, then it doesn't sort of reflect this extra red light, so the plant can tell the difference between whether it's a plant it's competing with or a wall,
so it's a relative increase in a certain type of, a certain wavelength of light on the spectrum that plants, other plants are going to reflect. And what they do to combat this is they produce a hormone called auxin, and this hormone causes them to grow. But it's problematic because it puts all of the plant's energy into producing a long stalk that makes them very tall, but doesn't put all that much energy into producing seeds and fruit and the things that, if you're a commercial grower, you would want. Now, what these researchers have found, they've made genetic mutants of some of, using these plants, of some of the genes that they know are involved in this process. And they've isolated it down to one gene, and they've identified the enzyme called tryptophan aminotransferase that's involved in this biochemical process. And the important thing about that is that it's very easy to interfere with how enzymes work. You can block them. So by blocking this particular enzyme, you could block this shade response in plants and get them to produce more berries and fruit and seeds.